International Broadcasting lives on 5085. The Big One, WTWW.
Please stand by as we get ready to launch another episode of this Reality Radio Cafe Cast with your host and my husband, Denny J, K5DCC.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition, liftoff.
Now grab your glass and get ready to fill it up with some radio on the rocks.
Vehicle's pitching downrange.
So we have with us this morning, Scotty. What's your last name, Scotty?
Horton.
Oh, yeah.
Like the
Scott Horton.
Like the elephant. Yeah, like the elephant.
Yeah. WROE 945, and also ham call sign KE4MHE. So Scott and I met over on the USGMRS conglomerate of channels, and it's only been a couple weeks now, but I feel like Scott's an old friend.
Ditto.
So I can see you're on the road in the truck there, huh?
Yeah, I just stopped to get some coffee. I'm in a fancy Gap, Virginia.
Okay, very good. Well, while the other guys are listening, and we'll throw it open to questions for the others if they want to ask you something later. But glad you decided to pull up to the table here in the cafe with your cup of coffee. And we just want to get to know you better. Why don't you tell us your story, how you got interested in radio communications and your journey and where you're at today.
Oh, goodness. Well, all my life I've been a radio nut, I guess. My mother, she was into CBs when I was a kid. My dad, not so much. We had a base station that I was not to touch. But I would sit there and watch my mom talk on the radio, chat. One day when I was about 13, she caught me on the radio. She was out in the car and I was on the base station. And what I didn't realize was our base station had a unique sound. Everybody knew it, you know. And my voice, I can't hide. I never could. And she comes home. She says, "So you're talking on the radio today, huh?" I was like, "Oh, yeah." She said, "You did really good." And so she started letting me be on the radio after that, and got me involved with React and stuff like that. My mom used to back up a little bit. My mom, she was one of the ladies that when you drove into Orlando, Florida, and you were a truck driver looking for directions, she was one of the ones you talked to, and she got you there. And that's what I loved about radio was that aspect of it, because they didn't have cell phones back then, you know, back in the 70s. But yeah, and I got into truck driving, you know, my CBs, but I had an influencer as a kid. That was a ham radio operator. Used to let me come sit at his shack and used to let me talk on his radios and stuff. And I was just 10 or 11 years old then, you know. So that kind of planted the seed, you know. I was telling you last night, I drove dump truck around Orlando, Florida, and them base stations used to follow us around the channels and jam us up something off. We couldn't even talk, and me and five other drivers got together, and we went out and got our technician license, and then we terrorized a 2-meter ham.
What year was that?
That was 1994. And
okay.
And 94 amateur radio 2 meters was just hopping. And there was people all over, repeaters and stuff, and kind of died away. Yeah, when cell phones came along, 2 meters kind of faded away. So I kind of faded away. I went away for a while, just kind of quit using ham radio. And this last year, I got back involved. I bought me an ICOM D-Star, you know, nice radio. And I was just real disappointed I couldn't find anybody to talk to. I got on GMRS thinking, okay, GMRS, that's where it's going to be at, you know? And I couldn't find anybody to talk to on GMRS either. And I was just so disappointed. And I wound up getting on Zello. And that's where I met. I met David of Candid One. And I started seeing some possibilities opening up. Just me and David, and we're talking, and we both got RT99s. We started linking them together, and that was all cool. And David went a different direction than I did, and I wound up where I went a different direction than he did. I don't know. And I met up with Dean. I met Dean, and Dean and Robert were already starting to get off the ground with this US GMRS thing. Don't even think they had a name for it yet at that time, but they already had some channels, you know. And I had my local repeater hooked up to the HT app, and all of a sudden we just started getting people talking, you know. And that's all I want, man. I want to talk to people.
And
USG, the guys at USGMRS are very inclusive. When you come in, they include you, and they'll find a place for you to be if you don't want to be doing what most of the people are doing, you know. Like you got your cafe channel down there. I love going down there and hanging out sometimes. And sometimes I like just to hang out where my repeater sits, you know.
And, right. You have a repeater, huh?
Well, a good friend of mine has a repeater in Lock Haven, Pennsylvania. Sits up on a mountain. It's not linkable because it has no internet access to it. No cell phone service up on that mountain anyway. It's mountains way up. As a result, it's got a really nice footprint. But so I linked it with my RT99 into USGMRS. And, of course, we had some problems. We linked with another group for a while. Well, they're still here. We moved them to their own channel because there was some drama. They didn't like hearing Morse code from the repeater, and I didn't have no choice, you know, because it's an RF link, you know.
Right, right.
So yeah, they took their business and they went over here, but I'm putting together this weekend when I'm finally going to be home this weekend after 3 weeks. I'm going to put up a node in Williamsport, which is 40 minutes away or so from Lock Haven, where I live.
Up there in northern Pennsylvania.
Yeah, man. I'm going to put a node
there. I've been there before.
I'm going to have a node for the people in Williamsport so they can get on here with us, you know. And I actually got a few people excited. They're looking forward to it, so I think you'll hear some people coming in on that node, and it's exciting that we can do what we're doing on GMRS, and there's people to talk to. Originally, I thought GMRS was going to be something a little different than what it is. I didn't think linking was allowed, you know, because I read a bunch of stuff on different sites, you know, and then I find out it is allowed, and we're doing it, I'm really excited to see where this USGMRS is going to go.
Professor Jim's going to head up for his coffee break this morning. Before he goes, I want to give him a chance to maybe ask you a question or two. So Jim, why don't you go ahead? Any questions come to mind you'd like to ask Scott?
So, Scott, are you a truck driver? Are you on the road?
Yes.
So, I'm just new to this GMRS stuff myself. I started about a year, well, I got on the air April 28th a year ago. And, well, I'd had a license since I was a teenager, but I'd been inactive for six decades or so. So I got back into it. And, you know, when I when I took my previous license test, everything was vacuum tube, and now that's all changed. So a lot changed in 60 years.
I long for the old days, actually.
So I've got this, Dean and Denny convinced me to get a BTEC handheld, and I've been trying to figure that out. I think I'd have it mostly figured out. And so, and I aspire to get an RT99 or the other brand, the 7500, one of these days when I get a little money ahead. So I'm going to probably put that one in the car and you know, try to figure this stuff out.
You told me about Jim.
Yes, this is our professor. When he's talking, you need to be taking notes.
Oh, okay. No, you don't. That's just what my kids think. my children, they think as they were growing up, they think I went into professor mode way too often.
And now he's coming out of retirement. He's 77 and he's coming out of retirement and he's teaching another class now.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. When it's in your blood, you know.
Yeah. So I'm teaching a photography course at the Heron School of Art beginning next Tuesday night. So,
well, speaking of photography, the picture I get of all of what you've already said, Scott, is you like to have a microphone in your hand and you like to talk to people. Yep, you got microphones in your truck, but CB has a limited range, right? What's the typical range on a CB?
10 miles,
well,
maybe.
That depends if you have a linear amplifier on it.
Yeah, right.
Well, you know, when we were running dump trucks, we were running 500 plus watts. So we were kind of agitating the local base stations, and they were agitating us back, you know. Because we talked all over town. We were all on sideband too. And
it's like the nuclear arms race. It's like the nuclear arms race. You got to have more power than the other guy so you can talk over him.
You know, I came into ham radio with that mentality too. I bought me a Yaesu 2-meter rig and a RF Concepts amplifier, 300 watts, and thinking I was going to need it, you know. And yep. Turns out, I never turned the darn thing on hardly. You don't need that kind of power on VHF. But I wish I could find one of them RF concept amps today. I'd put one on my node and let it float at 50 watts. It would run all day there.
Yep. Well, you also shared that you had gotten into D-Star. Now, I would imagine you probably used a hotspot, right? You didn't go through a repeater?
I used a few repeaters on my journeys around DMR repeaters or D-Star repeaters. I was underwhelmed. I just wasn't impressed.
I
didn't like the audio coming in from the digital mode. Just didn't seem all that. And plus, I'm not a techie. I used to think I was, and now with all this new technology, I am not a techie. And it took me a while to learn that HTF, But I mean, these guys are talking about Raspberry Pis, and every time they say something about Raspberry Pi, I get hungry, you know, because that's what that's where I go with it, you know. I got to learn it though. I know I have to learn it because I want to put a repeater in place of that node, and I'm gonna use a Raspberry Pi and a you know, one of them asterisk links, you know, when I put that up.
Yep.
Guys, I gotta say 73 and move on to my old man's coffee group. Pleasure meeting you, Scotty.
Yeah. Hope I get to talk to you on there one day.
Yeah, I'm sure you will after my two or three weeks of configuring.
He's already been on the channel several times, so it's not like it's something he's never done. But okay,
I might have talked to him. My short memory just said.
Yeah. Have a good coffee, Clutch, there, Jim.
Okay, 7-3.
7-3. So, Scotty, when you were talking about wanting to talk to people but not hearing anybody, some of the limitations of going through repeaters, and I would imagine being a truck driver, especially over the road, is you've got to know where the repeaters are as you're traveling. You'll get out of range of one, then you got to flip to another. But once you get into that one, there's a whole new set of people. You might not know them. Put out your call sign, and they're going, well, I don't know this guy. I'm not going to respond. So it makes it challenging based on the limitations of communication distance if you're just based on a radio and a truck. Now I know you said in our conversations in the past that you don't like using the phone. You did use Zello. Now, Zello's kind of an interesting cat. I mean, you can use a network radio. It feels like a radio. It's got a push-to-talk button, but it uses your cellular connection to connect everybody through a network. So now you can talk coast-to-coast to people you know. But, you know, when everybody thinks this is cool, I'm going to have my own group, then everything kind of dissolves, and you don't know where people are at. They've got their own little group, you know, and so it's hard to stay in contact with people that you meet unless you go to their group. And so things get kind of quiet there too, unless you're successful like our friend Ray with his ZMR channel. He's got, I think, 32 fellas that are kind of, at least they're showing up in his channel. And there's a lot of other good groups too.
That's a good channel. I started my own channel on Zello, and I didn't even know much about Zello, but I got thinking that walkie-talkie app, you know, I kept seeing it pop up Google Play and stuff. I'm like, what is that, you know? And I got thinking one day, you know, hey, maybe I can get some other truckers to get in here with me, you know, and we can chat on there, right? So I started Old School 19. And I started promoting it on Facebook. I promoted it in different trucker pages, and I got nothing. I got nowhere with it. And truckers just don't want to communicate the way we used to. And
right.
And then, but that's, you know, that's how Edward came to be. I met Edward in my Old School 19. He found his way there.
Cool.
I got talking to him one day. I went there just by chance. Somebody might be in there one day. I hadn't even used the channel. I mean, as far as I was concerned, that channel was dead. And I went there, and there's Edward, and I'm telling him about what we're doing on GMRS. He didn't have a license yet, nothing. And 2 days later, he's on the HT app with a license.
Oh, awesome.
I mean, he put those wheels in action right away when I told him about it. That guy was on fire. Still is.
Yeah. Well, you think of coming into a cafe. Cafe's full of tables. There's some empty tables, and there's some tables that have large groups, and they're chit-chatting, eating their breakfast, drinking their coffee. Like Jim just headed off to his old man's coffee club. Well, there's a group of old guys, hams. They got stuff in common, so they're going to sit at a table together and visit and drink coffee, tell stories. But there's a lot of empty tables, and so some new guy comes in and. Well, he's not going to go sitting at a table full of guys he doesn't know. He'll go over to a new table and say, I'll have my coffee. I'll look at my phone. I'll raise my hand and say, hey, anybody want to talk to me? Nobody's going to come over and talk to you.
Right.
So you got to go where the action is. And that's kind of what I did when I got into USGMRS, because just within the last year, I renewed, got my GMRS license again. And we do have a local repeater. But three guys that started the repeater got their ham license. Now they're moving over to the ham repeater. And both of the repeaters are still very quiet. There's not a lot of activity. And I thought, well, let's see what's out there. It looks like GMRS is coming along. They're moving with technology. They're doing bridging. They're using All-Star Link and all kinds of stuff. And they seem very ham radio-ish. I mean, they're using some of the same vernacular, same protocols. Very professional, not like a bunch of, you know, knuckleheads that don't even say their name. They're just out there swearing and telling dirty jokes on CB or something, you know, like back in the day.
Most of us are hams.
Yes, that's neat, too. So anyway, I thought this is going to be cool.
Edward's the only one in our group that's not a ham, I believe.
Yep.
And he's talking about, yeah, maybe he'll get a ham license, too. But,
yeah. So anyway, I decided to come and sit at your table. No, I didn't know you guys. Yeah. And there was a few, there's like empty chairs at this table. And so I came in and sat down and introduced myself. And you guys were, hey, glad to have you. Have your coffee. Join the conversation with us. We love meeting new people, too. So you guys kind of share some of the same vision that I do. And that is to create a nice, healthy environment for conversation over great distances using this technology. This HT app does it so easily. So, again, I want to thank you guys for your warm welcome and your friendliness. You're doing a great job at the USGMRS site.
Well, I'm only a small cog in that link. Robert and Dean both are doing a lot of the technology end of it. And I'm an HT guy. I discovered HT, and that's what I found, you know. And it's neat that we got these mobile links that we all have in our trucks, so we can. And then if somebody hears us, they can chime in too, you know. And I've only had that happen once now. I was sitting in a truck stop in Dayton, Ohio, and a guy came in, a local in Dayton, came in over my link. And I was like, yeah, now that's what I'm talking about right there, you know, getting people involved, you know.
Yeah.
And that's why I want to put that that link up in Williamsport to get some of them guys in. That's actually a bigger town than Lock Haven. But, you know, back in the 90s, we had linked repeaters. You were talking about how I float around as a truck driver, you know. West Virginia had one of the nicest link systems I ever come across. Covered the whole interstate system in West Virginia back in the 90s.
Wow.
And a lot of us truck drivers were there. I just went around. I had a repeater directory back then. It was paper, you know, but I planned my trip and I put frequencies in my radio for that trip. I don't know. I found people to be quite welcoming back then, you know, but then just all of a sudden, there just ain't nobody there anymore. And I'm like, what happened? You know, gee, I don't know what happened. Cell phones. Everybody got cell phones, I guess. That's the only thing I can figure.
Well, yeah. They can put on a Bluetooth headset and get on a Zello channel.
People are telling me, well, I got a phone. What do I want with that? I'm like, well.
Exactly.
We can get involved, three or four or five of us all on the same channel, chit-chatting back and forth. You can't do that on a phone, you know?
Yeah.
And, well, I guess you can if you have this person call this person and this person calls this person, you know, and you conference and all, but it's not the same.
Right. No. No, it certainly isn't.
I'm a special kind of nut, though, you know.
Well, we are all kind of different and unique. Just being in radio is kind of a unique breed right there. But, you know, I always try and promote ham radio through this cafe paradigm. You know, you come into a cafe, it's more like a buffet. You go through the buffet line, you pick what you want, and leave the rest. So there's something for everybody. Not everybody likes to use a phone, and that's perfectly okay. I don't like sushi. Don't make me try to eat sushi, you know. So a lot of people like to have that feel of a radio in their hand or a microphone with a push-to-talk button. Well, now they're marrying this all together. And have you ever seen an easier way to program a radio than HT?
Oh, you know, I think I told you this the other night. That was one of the things that turned me off about the RT99 in the beginning, was it? It was app based. It was going to be on my phone. I was like, I want a radio with a, you know, because of who I am, I guess, you know, and so I kind of ignored it for a while. And then the guy was telling me how he was using the RT99 to go over the network. I'm like, what? I didn't know you could do that with it. Well, that's a game changer right there, you know, and then I find that programming my radio on the phone is so much easier than looking at an LCD screen while the sun's beating through your windshield.
Yeah. You know? Right.
And I love it now. I love the way that it programs. I want to change channels, man.
Anybody that wants to use some of the digital modes or do something like All-Star, they have to have a hotspot with them. They have to have a Raspberry Pi connected to either a Shari node, something like that, that's a little UHF transceiver, and then they have to tether it to their phone for the internet and blah, blah, blah. So you got all this extra gear, but you always have your phone with you. And it's like photography, you know, the best camera is the one you have with you. Well, in reality, the best radio is the one you have with you, and that's your phone. Because you can do all those digital modes on a phone now with something like DroidStar. But if you like the radio feel, you've got your phone, you've got the app, you program and control your radio with the app. Now use your radio and talk on a network all over the country. I mean, all over the world if you want. So I can't see anything easier than this. And I know it's not perfect. It has its bugs. And it might be sushi to somebody. They might not really be interested, and that's okay. But
one thing I'm getting out of this FCC rules on linking is, and I might be wrong. I got to go back and read it. But you're supposed, if you're going to link, it's got to be an RF link, RF to internet back to RF. So using a phone on one end is probably like, okay, we're in the gray area now. Where if I have a phone hooked up to my radio, I'm going radio to internet and back out to radio again. And I think that's the FCC's, what they want is they don't want us all on phones. You know, that was my take on it, you know.
Right.
And
I mean, if you just want to use an app alone, why not use Zello?
Right. And I did use, you know, I got on Zello because I just didn't have anybody to talk to. And I wanted people to talk to.
Right.
And I discovered Ray. Ray was like one of the first channels I found because he, you know, he's promoted on the Zello channel on Facebook.
Right.
And so I found Ray, and that's where I found David's channel, GMRS Candid One.
Yep.
And I met David, and me and David are good friends. I'm glad for him, the direction he's going now. He's actually going, it's like a better direction than he was a few months ago. They're not doing much Zello. They're doing more RF now. And
yep.
And I think it
kind of helps to have a vision and a mission. And I think Dean had a real mission and vision behind starting USGMRS and My Cafe stuff. As you mentioned the word earlier, drama. There's so much drama in this world. Our country is split down the middle. People are so angry with each other. I just hate seeing that. Same thing in the radio world. Some people are so unkind. So my whole mission behind the cafe is that we learn to respect and love one another. We listen, acknowledge, and share in a culture of kindness. We don't try and persuade people to think like I think or whatever. It's just a matter of getting to know one another. We're all different. We have different perspectives. We don't have to argue and debate those things. We can just respect one another and have this much nicer, loving culture. And so that's what I want to bring to the communications table with this whole cafe paradigm. We don't want any drama. We don't want any arguing or fighting or treating each other poorly. So my mission. Wherever I go is the cafe in my mind. And this is my paradigm for what radio should be. And so that's what I want to bring to the USGMRS group, too, is to provide a place, a healthy place for family members, even kids, grandkids, to come join us and start exploring the radio world and not feel like they're going to be exposed to all kinds of bad stuff like they might get in other realms. So I think you embrace that too. So Scott, I suppose you're about ready now to hit the road. What are you on a schedule there?
Yeah. I stopped to take a short break here, and I came back out after I got my coffee, and I seen looked like an invite link to that you sent me, I guess, and I looked all over trying to figure out how to get on here about 7 o'clock this morning. I couldn't find nothing. So I put a little message on Telegram there, hoping you'd see it, and gave you a holler.
Oh, sorry.
On,
yeah, I just
on the
got
a channel.
Yep. Anybody can get to us by going to k5dcc.com. It'll open up and say, do you want to go to your Telegram app? And so you have to, if you don't have it, you'll install it. Click on the link again. It'll take you right into the chat. So it's real easy.
Oh, K5DCC. Okay. Yeah, I was looking on Telegram. I don't know how this thing works. That's how.
Well, congratulations.
I'm not a techie.
Yeah. Well, now you know. You've got the app. You've got the channel. You're a member of the group. So join us any morning. You're free. And tell us what you're doing. So this has been fun, Scott. I am so glad that I've met you through the USGMRS group. I think you're really, really fun, decent, friendly guy, and you're an asset to the group. So have yourself a blessed day. Thanks for pulling up to the table here in the cafe with your coffee and visiting and telling your story. And maybe it will pique the interest of others out there that will be listening. So God bless you, man, have safe journeys today. God bless you, man.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, this is Extra Class Amateur Radio Operator, K5DCC. I just upgraded to my Extra Class last year. You know how I did it? I used HamTest Online. Did you know that HamTest Online is the top-rated study program on eham.net? 97% of reviewers gave them 5 stars. They have more 5-star user reviews than all other study methods combined, and success is guaranteed. If you fail the amateur radio license exam, they will refund your subscription. It's a no-brainer. You pass the exam or get a full refund. Try it for yourself at hamtestonline.com. Hello, cafeers. Denny J here. In the beautiful Ozarks of Northwest Arkansas, out in the country, 25 miles from any large city. Out here in the country, we struggle to get good internet. Maybe you have the same problem. If you live in a rural area, you don't have many options. It's either satellite or DSL or cellular. And believe me, we've tried them all. Just recently, I was more than happy to pay the penalty to get out of our satellite service. Latency was horrible, and for amateur radio communications, the delays were up to 5 seconds, and you probably experienced what that's like. Our DSL service was also very unreliable. We rarely got the speeds that we were promised, and it kept dropping out. But now I think I found a service that we're going to love. It's called Visible.com. It's a company that's owned by Verizon, and kind of a pared-back service, but works beautifully for my situation here out in the country on 15 acres. Visible.com offers only one plan. It's unlimited everything. Unlimited calls, text, and internet at slightly slower speeds than their top drawer plan at Verizon. But it does use the Verizon network. Go to Visible.com and use my referral code 3 November 37 November Tango. Also, to get your $40 a month bill reduced to $25, you need to be part of a party pay group. You can join me in our Digicom Cafe party. You will find the link to these things down in the show notes here, along with links to our Digicom Cafe community portal, which is a Facebook alternative. Also, our Telegram community, where we have text and voice chat, and also our live cafe cast here in the Digicom Cafe. So get your line at visible.com. And again, use my referral code and join our party to get that bill down to $25 a month.
Thank you for listening to this Radio on the Rocks Cafe cast. We invite you to join our mighty network's amateur radio community at members.digicomcafe.com.